The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me spend a little bit of time discussing the verses from Surah Taha, verses 77 up to verse 91. I think is very relevant to us and the anniversary of the revolution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Banu Israel, Ya Bani Israel, قَدْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ عَدُوِّكُمْ O Banu Israel, قَدْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ We saved you from your enemy. وَوَعَدْنَاكُمْ جَانِبَ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى We gave you this refers to, I guess, the time where Musa was sent to Tur, to the mountain, for them. So it's for Banu Israel, and guidance was given to him. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى The blessings, the material blessings, the food, the sweets that were given to Banu Israel. We did all of this. We gave you all of that. After all the hardship you had in Egypt. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ Take from the rizq that we've given you, the good of the rizq that we've given you, the sustenance we've given you. وَلَا تَطَغَوْا Don't rebel. فَيَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبِي If you do so, then all this blessing that is coming your way, because of your obedience, that will change, and يَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبِي My غضب, my wrath, will take you on. وَمَنْ يَحْلِلْ عَلَيْهِ غَضَبِي فَقَدْ هَوَى And anyone that my wrath takes, then they're gone. They've vanished. They vanish. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى And I am very forgiving towards whoever turns back from their wrong and آمَنَ and they believe وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا They do good deeds ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى And they keep accepting hidayah and guidance that is given. God will give them more and they keep going with it. وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى Okay, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transitions to another part. He says, We saved them, then we told them all of these blessings, and be careful, don't rebel. If you get involved with rebellion, repent, I'm going to forgive you. Then he transitions, doesn't mention the whole story, he gets to the part that he wants to stress on. وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى Oh Musa, suddenly from Banu Israel, Musa, what made you hurry from your people? Why'd you rush here? This is referring to, let me give us some context about where this is. God told Musa, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى Another verse, I think it's in Surah A'raf. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَهِ وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَاشِرَ We told Musa, 30 nights, come and meet with us. He went to the mountain alone and he had to be there, worshipped. And there were things that were given to him. And then on the 30th, or it seems it was on the last day, or perhaps earlier, I don't know that detail. But when he left town, when he left Banu Israel, he was told that you need to come for 30 days. It didn't say it's only 30 days or you're returning. It was set 30 days, so he thought, okay, 30 days afterwards he's going to come back. He told them, I'll be back after 30 days. He went, when the 30th day came, God said, وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ added 10 more nights. You have to stay another 10 nights. During these extra nights, what happened was Banu Israel went astray. But this is the conversation right now. Musa is in his miqat with Allah, receiving the blessings from Allah, that time that he needs to spend by himself with Allah, communicating and so on and so forth, supplicating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, مَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Why'd you rush so much? So قَالَ هُمْ أُولَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِي. He said, well, because they were following my guidance. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. So I wasn't worried about them. I did what you said regarding them, and they are following. Now I rushed to you, لِتَرْضَى, because I wanted you to be pleased with me. You asked me, I came. That's the reason. قَالَ فَإِنَّا قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَوْمَكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ وَأَضَلَّهُمُ السَّامِرِي. He said, we verily tested your qawm. We put them through a fitna. مِنْ بَعْدِكَ, after you left. وَأَضَلَّهُمُ السَّامِرِي. And Samiri, this man from Banu Israel, أَضَلَّهُمْ, he misled them. فَرَجَعَ مُوسَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفَ. Musa returned to his people, very upset. قال يا قوم ألم يعدكم ربكم وعدا حسنا. Didn't God give you a good promise? أفطال عليكم العهد. The عهد that was given, that you made, is that it got prolonged too much? أم أردتم أن يحل عليكم غضب من ربكم. Or are you wishing and wanting for God's wrath to encompass you? فَأَخْلَفْتُمْ مَوْعِدِي. And because of that, you went against what I said to you. Then they mention, مَا أَخْلَفْنَا. It talks about their conversation with Musa. I want to skip that and get to where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 90 and 91 talks about during that period. So God talked about Musa leaving, not mentioning that part, but God telling him, he's already gone, he's telling him that this happened to the children of Israel when you were gone. And then it talks about Musa talking to Banu Israel after he got back. Okay, so the portion that Musa was not there and it was misled, and the people were misled by Samiri, that part isn't discussed at that point. That's not how God told that part of the story. But after talking about what Musa said, and what happened, and then them explaining what happened, what did Samiri do? God comes back to that and says, وَلَقَدْ قَالَ لَهُمْ هَارُونُ مِنْ قَبْلُ يَا قَوْمْ إِنَّمَا فُتِنْتُمْ بِهِ. Harun was there. Harun was there, and he said, إِنَّمَا فُتِنْتُمْ بِهِ. He told them, this is a fitna. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ الرَّحْمَانِ. Your Lord is Ar-Rahman, the All-Merciful. This isn't your Lord. This man-made thing isn't your Lord. فَاتَّبِعُونِي وَأَطِيعُوا أَمْرِي. Follow me. Obey my command. You know that Musa is gone, but you saw everything and you know I'm with you. He told you all, you need to listen to me. I'm not saying because I want authority. God said, it's my responsibility, and the only way that you will be guided, you'll be on the right path, is if you listen to what I tell you, obey my command. What did they say? قَالُوا لَن نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفِينَ حَتَّى يَرْجَعَ إِلَيْنَا مُوسَى. They insisted. A divine voice came to them, telling them, don't do this. They were previously told, these blessings are given to you. Don't do wrong now. When the fitna is happening, there's a voice of Harun, a prophet of Allah. What do? They insist on the wrong. قَالُوا لَن نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفِينَ حَتَّى يَرْجَعَ إِلَيْنَا مُوسَى.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.